Let us say that the M&S store in Brighton sells a voucher for £10 to Peter. Peter then gives that voucher as a present to Bridget. Bridget goes into the M&S store in Norwich and buys a jumper for £15 and gives the shop £5 in cash plus the £10 voucher. Now let us have a look at how VAT would be accounted for on these transactions. We will start off with what happens when Marks & Spencer sells the voucher for £10 to Peter. This is a voucher where M&S will both issue the voucher and undertake to redeem it for goods. The voucher can only be redeemed at M&S stores. Thus, the store charges no VAT on that sale. There is VAT of nil.
If they had, perhaps, for example, said, "Here is a £10 voucher, but if you want a fancy card, you pay £1, and Peter had to pay £11, the extra £1 for the card, that would have VAT included within it, of 7 over 47 of £1 for VAT. But the voucher itself has no VAT. Now then, Bridget goes into the shop and she buys a jumper. She pays £15 as £5 in cash plus the £10 voucher. Now for Marks & Spencer, the VAT on this is 7 47ths of the full amount of £15. So effectively, you can see that the voucher is like cash, and it is when we have that final £15 sale that the full amount of VAT is accounted for. Unfortunately though, voucher schemes may have many, many variations, which can cause considerable problems for VAT. A classic example is where you get a free bottle of wine with your meal, or you can have two meals for the price of one. These are quite popular schemes, but are not regarded by customs as falling into our normal voucher rules, even if on the piece of paper which tells you about the offer, there was some sort of face value given. You know, for example, it might be to a maximum of £20, something like that.
For such vouchers, there is VAT on the amount you pay for the voucher when the voucher is sold, rather than it being treated as VATable on the face value when the voucher is cashed in. If the restaurant or the shop takes these two-for-one type vouchers, or something like that, then they do not account for VAT on any more than the discounted price paid by the customers who hold the voucher. Effectively, the voucher is a discount on them.
I now want to look at two different types of supplies, the mixed or multiple supply, and the composite or compound supply. Now, a mixed multiple supply is where there are individual elements within the supply that are treated separately for VAT. An example of this would be, say you go on a course and have to purchase some books as part of your course. Now, a course is standard rated and books are zero rated, and they are effectively treated as separate supplies, even though you might purchase them altogether. So the individual elements are being treated separately for VAT. This is contrasted to the composite compound supply, where there is just a single supply, although it might be made up of lots of different things. It is only a single supply with a single VAT liability. Now, an example of this might be when you buy a plane ticket to fly to New York. You will also probably be provided with a meal on the flight. Air transport is normally zero rated and catering, of course, is standard rated. But you are buying a complete package, and it is difficult to separate the two. Plus, of course, the meal is just a small, insignificant piece of the overall large flight to New York. In such a case, this composite supply would just be treated as a single zero rated supply of a plane ticket to New York. With a mixed multiple supply, you are going to have to be able to form some sort of apportionment to apportion the individual elements of the supply in order to calculate the VAT due. With a compound supply, it is so much easier as only a single rate of VAT applies to the whole supply. Let's have a look at an example. A training company offers a lecture course and study materials for £2,000 plus VAT. The cost to the company for the manuals is £100. And the cost of the course is £500. The manuals are a zero-rated supply of printed matter, and the course is a standard-rated supply. VAT notice 700 suggests using either the cost of each element or the selling price of each element to apportion total consideration. In this case, we are going to use cost to apportion this mixed supply. Now, the total cost of £500 and £100 is £600. So 100 over 600 times the total consideration of 2,000 will give us the value of our zero-rated output, which is £333.
500 over 600 times the 2000 consideration will give us the value of our standard rated output, which is £1,667. Hence, we have split out the £2,000 being charged as consideration into the zero rated and standard rated elements. Now we can calculate the VAT due on the £333 that is zero rated, hence no VAT due, and on the £1,667 that is standard rated, there will be a £291.73 of VAT to charge on top. There is an absolute wealth of case law on the topic of mixed and compound supplies, and some very interesting cases there are indeed. This is a really contentious area for VAT. I am just going to give you a flavour of some of the cases in this area. The first case, quite a famous one, is Card Protection Plan Limited and CCE. Card Protection Plan Limited provided services relating to lost credit cards. It also offered some insurance benefits. Now, Customs argued that the whole supply was standard rated, with the insurance benefit being just incidental to the main service. So really we were looking at a compound supply here. The taxpayer argued either that the whole amount should be exempt or that the charges should be apportioned as a mixed supply. This case bounced back and forth, going to the ECJ and finally the House of Lords, and in 2001 the House of Lords decided that the principal feature of the supply being made was actually the insurance element. The card registration services were incidental to the main supply. Hence, the whole supply was a compound supply, and it was an exempt supply. Another case involving a compound supply is CCE and United Biscuits Limited. Now, United Biscuits sold biscuits in a tin. The tin actually cost the company more than the biscuits themselves, and it was a nice Christmas-type tin that you would probably keep after you had eaten all the biscuits to store something else in. Customs argued that there was a mixed supply here with zero-rated biscuits and a standard-rated tin. However, United Biscuits argued, and the court actually upheld, that there was just a zero-rated compound supply of biscuits in a tin. A case which went to the tribunal was that of British Sky Broadcasting Limited. Sky would sell television subscription services to customers. Once they had subscribed, the customers would also receive a Sky magazine which contained a listing of all the programmes. The company argued that there was a mixed multiple supply here because there was the supply of a zero-rated publication, the magazine, and then there was the supply of the subscription for the television services. The tribunal held that the magazine was just an incidental part of the main supply.
The supply of the magazine was not an aim in itself. It was just to allow subscribers to enjoy their main television services supply more.
So it was held that there was a compound supply here, a single supply of television services with the whole subscription being subject to VAT at the standard rate. The British Sky Broadcasting case contrasts quite nicely with the next case, which is CCE and the Automobile Association. In this case, it was held that the membership subscription to the AA could be apportioned between standard-rated breakdown service and a zero-rated handbook and magazine, so hence there was an example of a mixed multiple supply. In the case of C Containers Limited and CCE, C Containers is the company that owns the Orient Express, which can be hired from the company for excursions. Now, as part of an excursion to a place, say York or Durham, meals will be provided. Now, the company argued that there was a single supply of zero-rated transport, so that we were just looking at a compound supply. But the High Court agreed with Customs that catering was an important part of the excursion for the customers. They were probably really looking forward to a very nice meal, as well as the actual journey to the place of interest, and thus it was held that there was a mixed, multiple supply of zero-rated transport, but standard-rated catering.
So you can see from just the very small selection of cases we have looked at on this slide that the area of mixed or compound supplies provides lots of controversy in the world of VAT. In 2001, Customs announced that many suppliers on the compound multiple borderline should be reviewed in the light of the Card Protection Plan decision, and gave a list of some which they considered should be regarded differently from how they had been treated before. Most controversial amongst these
was the assertion that opticians should go back to the position before the Leighton's Limited decision in the High Court in 1995, and regard the sale of spectacles as a single compound taxable supply of goods, rather than a mixed supply of goods and exempt dispensing services. Customs have now lost this argument comprehensively in the tribunal.
Now it is time for you to have a go. Work through each of these questions separately, clicking on whether you think it is a mixed multiple supply or a compound composite supply. Good luck. Well, a box of Earl Grey tea is the main supply here. The China teapot, which probably costs a lot more than the tea, is just a promotional incidental supply. This is very similar to our case with the biscuit tin in United Biscuits Limited, and I would say that this is a single supply, a compound composite supply of Earl Grey tea, which will be zero rated. A language school is selling a course of books and will probably be making a mixed multiple supply, because you will be able to apportion between the two elements provided, i.e. the course and the books. If you buy a ticket to fly somewhere and they provide a meal, the meal is generally just an incidental part of the main supply, and so this would be a zero-rated single compound supply of air transport services, with that standard-rated catering meal being incidental to the main supply, and hence ignored. Okay, let us finish this lecture with a brief summary of all that we have covered, because this has been quite a long and complicated lecture. Well, VAT is 7/47 of the consideration. Consideration is valued from the point of view of the person receiving the consideration. If there is a prompt payment discount offered, then always deduct it when calculating VAT, even if the discount is not actually taken up by the customer. A gift needs to have a value for consideration for when working out VAT, and so we would use replacement value in this case. If it is a barter transaction, then the value of our consideration is the value of the non-monetary consideration we are receiving. A mixed multiple supply is a supply that you can apportion into its individual elements and then charge VAT upon each element accordingly. A composite compound supply is really just a single supply with a single VAT liability. If there are separate elements, then there must be a main supply with the other element or elements being just incidental to that main supply. And that ends the lecture on the value of the supply.